Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast. I'm Holly Borges.
I'm Sarah C.
And
we are at Mixology.
Yes, at the Grove.
The famous Mixology where Jax came in was season one, right?
Yes.
And he took like the 9 shots in a row.
Yes. And Stassi was just fuming.
And Sheena's birthday party was here when she was yelling down at Stassi on the street, come up here.
Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit of a sound difference, you guys, because we are in like an open air. Like there's all the windows are open. There's music. There's TVs. There's a lot of people. But we thought you guys might enjoy the L.A. ambiance. So, yeah.
And also because we have a very special guest joining us in a few minutes. You guys know her. A lot of you listened to Lara from Sexy Unique Podcasts, a.k.a. Sup. So we are super excited to have Lara here. We met her a couple weeks ago. We've talked to her for a long time, but we've finally set this date out. So we're...
I'm so excited, yes.
Cohabitating in a little crossover. So that will be in a few minutes. We did do a drive-by of Tom Tom about an hour ago.
Yes.
And guess who we saw?
Nick Elaine and also Ken Todd.
And then we followed him.
Yes. I don't know if any of you guys have seen Ken. Like, people will, like, post videos of him, like, walking. If you're familiar with, like, the West Hollywood area of Pump, Sir, and Tom Tom, you see him walk across the street. And I've always wondered, where the hell is he going? Does he go to Pavilions to get, like, a drink? What is he doing?
Is he going to Salt and Straw to get some ice cream?
So we saw him do it. And so Sarah's like, should we follow him? And so we did. I was like, yes. So we went across, and we're pretty sure we didn't see it with our actual eyes, but it looked like he went to the bank.
Yeah. First he like walked past all the businesses and then ducked behind some bushes. So we were like, uh-oh, are we sure we want to go back here? Like, I know we're not too far away from like George Michael and when he was caught in the park. So we weren't sure what we were going to find behind the bushes, but we did go, and behind the bushes was a parking lot.
Yeah.
And he came out smiling, and he was pretty quick. So we're pretty sure he went to the ATM at Chase.
Yeah, he was definitely walking in a very youthful manner. He was wearing like skinny jeans and some white tennies and a shirt. And
were
he
they
looked
Levi's?
Happy. No, they were They were something.
Okay. Yeah, he was like...
not True Religion, but along those lines. Maybe like some Diesel or something. Okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he definitely had a spring in his step.
But no Bugle Boy or anything. Remember Bugle Boy?
Yeah.
But yeah, when we saw Nick Elaine, like, I freaked out. I should have said, are you Nick Elaine? And I didn't. Like, I couldn't speak.
Like, we were right outside Tom Tom, and he opened the door and came out and then went back in. And it was like... we did get a little peek inside Tom Tom. So it's coming along.
Yeah, and we'll post videos in the group. So if you're not a part of our Facebook group, join Vanderpump Rules Party. We were able to get like some back shots so you can see the update. And
The balcony deck looks cool. They've got like a succulent wall, really cool like wood.
It's all like mirrored, like to where it looks like windows, but it's mirrored. Like, what is that?
Like cabinets.
Like cutouts of like, yeah. And they opened, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Are not they like store stuff.
Not
there?
Like the Venetian where it's like an image. It's like actual like wood cabinets.
Yeah. It was, the woodwork was beautiful. Like I was really impressed.
Yeah. Like the deck looks like it's going to be the place to be. It looks bigger than probably the inside's going to be.
Definitely. Yeah. And then on the outside, I know that someone had posted that they had installed those light fixtures,
yeah.
But, I didn't notice in the photos that they posted the new tile that's out there. There's like this, I can just like picture Lisa
shabby
being
chic.
Like, oh, it's so sexy and beautiful.
It's like, look, it's all weathered and tainted from the English countryside, but
yeah.
It's not actually, it's new.
It was really cool, but I can't help but wonder, I wonder what T. Sandy thought of it. Like, does he agree with that or not? Like, it didn't look like his style.
It's a little feminine.
Yeah. And but, like, they tried to stick with blues and greens, but it still was...
It's kind of grays, but I don't know how, does that go with the wood? I don't know.
I think it will.
But then the lamps were like black and like opaque.
Yeah, I think it's going to tie. Lisa's going to tie it together.
Yeah.
And Nick Elaine, I trust them.
All right.
So, so we're super excited for this interview. We're here. We're feeling the energy of good old Los Angeles. We made it up here from Orange County to L.A.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chad for coming home early.
Okay, so
I
you guys,
come.
We are doing another FabFitFun box giveaway.
Thank you.
Speaking of that, we've been super stoked to be a FabFitFun partner. So if you want to get yourself a box or a subscription, you can use our promo code PUMPPARTY. That's P-U-M-P. Party,
yes.
And get $10 off your first box, and it's full size products in a really cute box and all sorts of different things. We did end up doing some subscriptions as well, and you can customize the box or your future boxes, so that's kind of cool. And then they set up this whole profile asking if you like fitness or skincare or beauty or fashion or whatever. So it sounds like it's really like future boxes will be tailored around your specific desires or whatever, your interests. So I'm stoked about that because I like a lot of skincare stuff and I probably don't want like jewelry or fashion, but other people love that. So
right. Cool. Yeah. I'm really excited to order one for my mom and some of my other friends and stuff. It's
yeah.
Cool.
So Pump Party, use the promo code and go to FabFitFun and order your box.
And also stay tuned to the end of this interview because we're going to be doing another giveaway for something different that we'll announce when we come back.
Yeah, when we come back with Laura, we're going to do a Laura-related giveaway.
Yes. All right. Okay, we'll be back.
Welcome back. We are here with Laura Marie Shane Halls of Sexy Unique Podcast.
Yes.
AKA Sup.
Hi.
Also the host of Babe. And also, don't you do another one about Sex and the City?
I do. It's called Saving Sex and the City 3.
Awesome.
It's my baby of all the podcasts.
Really?
Yeah, well, the newest one.
Okay. I feel like you started that right, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, it's all Sex and the City right now. Like, it's, like, a big, like, underground movement now. You started it.
I think, yeah. I like to think that I'm ahead of the curve in
yeah,
that way.
Yeah,
you know, a trend forecaster, if you will.
I think so, yeah.
I have to check that one out.
Yeah. It's fun. It's really silly.
Saving Sex and the City.
Three, okay. Where me and a guest every episode, I just tell them to come with a log line for the Sex and the City 3 movie, and then we just imagine what the movie will be.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh. I love that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, and anything can happen. I don't put any rules. It can be a thriller. It can be a horror movie.
Oh, fun.
It can, yeah. So it gets really silly and stupid.
Cool.
All right. I have to check that out.
Yeah.
And then you do Babe with Ryan O'Connell.
I do Babe.
Okay.
And I do Sexy Unique Podcast. So
and you still write?
And I still write when I can. I have to, like, I realize that I do podcasts to avoid writing. And so.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I need to carve out more time to write, but that will come. And I do it. I squeeze in every once in a while as well.
Cool. So. Well, that gets into a giveaway we're going to do. We're going to give away a couple of Laura's books. Well, we have White Girl Problems.
White Girl Problems.
Is there another one?
And Psychos is the sequel to White Girl Problems.
Oh, cool. Okay, you guys, we're going to give a password at the end. And we're going to give away these books.
I'm going to Laughlin this week, and I'm buying the book, and I'm going to read it on the beach. Like, I can't wait
to sit there. About to have a really good
read day. Yeah, I was just on Amazon, and I'm, like, reading all the reviews. I'm like, yes, this is going to be perfect.
Yeah, it's great summer reading.
Cool.
It's a fast read. Awesome. There's lots of lols there, so.
Cool.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I am also going to Laughlin as soon as she gets back, so I don't have to see her.
Lady to Laughlin.
I know. I haven't been in, like, 20 years, so I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm down for some jet skiing. I don't know. We can't do that here. Like, right in the Midwest, it's like you have lakes.
Yeah, I miss lake life.
Totally. Well, we went to Big Bear. We got our little lake vibe, but it wasn't like...
Did you stay at Rob's Airbnb?
Yes.
You did?
We did get a boat, and we did reenact everything. I did swim almost to the buoy, and the water was 40 degrees.
Oh, my God.
So I almost died.
Did you have a wetsuit on, or did you just go?
No, she went in her bikini. God,
yeah. Brave lady. You're braver than Jax.
I made it further than Jax,
and
I'm older than Jax, and I didn't have a heart attack.
No.
A little frostbite.
But you didn't feel the altitude.
No.
It gets the blood pumping, that cold water.
It's like polar bears. You see those like old guys that jump in, like, come on, if they can do it.
If they can do it, such a baby.
Yeah. And I slept in Rob and Sheena's bed.
Okay.
And the funny thing about his cabin was that we noticed that the TVs were hung, but the wires weren't like hiding. Like
they weren't in the wall. So no, the wires were exposed.
Yeah.
He
so I feel
plant
like
in front of them.
That's classic. Seven minutes.
He should be able to do that in 7 minutes. Like if it takes longer than that without hiding the wires.
Sheena left out the fact that the wires are exposed, so the 7 minutes makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Yes.
And if you had to hide the wires in the wall, it might actually take like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like she left that out on purpose. Like. Because she would have added it if it was there. You know what I mean?
She probably didn't know that you could hide the wires.
Yeah, she's like
a wire exposed kind of gal, you know?
He made sure he had a plant that was like kind of covering it, but it didn't look very good.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, do you have any feedback on the MTV Award outfits?
I saw on Instagram stories that Kristen still had her like security tag on her dress.
Yeah. Stop.
So she had to cut it off, and it was like a whole fashion emergency.
Yeah.
But then she realized after she cut it off that she could have just snapped it off. And so I'm like, I love that she went with like a cut off like dress.
Yeah.
And she got
it
from Bloomingdale's.
Kidding me?
She was really mad at Bloomingdale's for like leaving it on.
Yeah.
Oh my god, how did I miss this? That's amazing.
You might have to go back. I'm sure like someone posted it on YouTube or something.
Oh my gosh.
Let me see.
Okay, what about weigh in on Sheena?
Okay, Sheena's look really threw me. I don't know what to make of it. And I mean, I don't know what has gone on with her face. I think she's gotten a lot more injectables or something has yet to settle down.
But yeah, we were saying it probably needs to settle in or something.
Yeah, her entire like look and vibe has changed in the past. Like,
I don't understand. This is what I don't understand about them. Like, they know when filming is and they do have downtime. Why do they choose to do their work like 1 week before filming? Yeah.
I don't know. It's really confusing.
They all do it. I mean, like they're like getting ready for season 7 2 days before. Like
she's looking a little Brandy Glanville to me.
It was just too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
She didn't need it.
Yeah, no. I actually was looking at her face more than her outfit, I think. You know, like I was just because she looks so different. Like
which is saying a lot because that outfit was something
else. Yes, exactly.
So my compliment on the outfit, because it was hard to come up with one, wasn't my style, but perhaps appropriate for MTV Awards, perhaps more so than a peplum tea-length I'm going to church or a wedding dress, you know?
A peplum, there's no place for a peplum in this world anymore.
Certainly not an MTV world.
No, yeah, I agree. Some of the girls didn't risk anything. Sheena risked it all, for
Sheena
sure.
Sheena risked it all. And I appreciate the sartorial risk that she took.
It was
a memorable look.
It was.
Like, I'll never forget.
It was, yes. Like, out of the group, like my eyes were right on her.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I can't think of... I think Stassi looked nice.
Yeah.
Everyone else looked fine. Brittany was very formal. But she's like, I feel like she's about to go full demure style-wise because of like, now she's going to be a married woman and like, things just have to change for her.
So
I feel like we're about to,
she's like,
we won't
get
any more like
what's
pirate
the princess
dresses.
Name? Meghan, whatever her name
Markle?
Is.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, like she, like that sort of, she, I feel like that's the vibe I'm getting from her.
Oh, totally.
They're going to move to Orange County.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like Thousand Oaks or something.
Yeah.
Or back to Florida.
Yeah.
And then Ariana went with like a boho chic dress, like almost like a little bit like hippie looking.
Was it red too?
It was like
no it was hard to see.
It was like burgundy velvet. I thought it looked like
black and brown.
Oh, I thought it was like burgundy and black and just floral. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember it making like an impression on me. I was just like transfixed with Sheena.
Yeah.
She stole the show.
She did.
What she's doing. You know what I mean?
She does.
She
does.
Play.
She does.
But I do miss like I'm doing season one recaps right now on the Sup Patreon, and I really really miss all their old faces. And watching old seasons, you realize like they were really attractive starting out.
They were.
They did not need to get all this work.
And they were so fun to watch, so raw like that.
Yeah. So expressive. And so now that really made me, because like people that listen to my podcast know that I like will fuck with some Botox sometimes and have like aspirations for injectables in my future. But like it really made me think twice.
Hit the pause button.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I think I like people's natural faces. Yeah,
definitely, like, or not going to any of their people, like, yeah. staying away from the no, Vanderpump
that's like
Rules
where
doctor.
You don't go.
And, like,
it's a good
she was saying on the way out, it's like once, I feel like once they start, they feel like you keep, and then you almost become addicted, or you see one imperfection, so you get more and more and more. So
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, if you're going to do it, maybe wait until the last possible moment to do mm-hmm. it. Like, you don't need to do it.
Well, yeah, I just feel like with Sheena, that's what's happening. Like, I think she, I mean, I don't know how these people deal with being criticized for their looks. So I see why they freak out and, like, get work done. But yeah. for her, I just feel like she's changed so much and she just keeps, she's just morphing.
Yeah,
I don't
she's
know.
She's an anamorph.
She's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's she's in deep.
mm-hmm. I know, it's hard because it's like, and I'd stay away from, like, commenting on, like, body stuff.
Yeah. Right.
But, like,
style is open
game. She makes it hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't make it easy for me.
No,
Katie's
no.
Katie's like, I hate all the body shamers. And plus, she has a great body. It's ridiculous. But her style is open game for me.
Yeah.
Or I should say that with quotes, style, mm-hmm. you know.
Right, right.
And I'm no, you know, fashionista. But sometimes you're just like, huh, okay.
No, she's trying, and it misses the mark a lot, I think. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
None of them really wow me in the style department.
No.
Yeah, we were saying, she's like, you know, why don't they hire, like, stylists? Or I'm like, I think if you don't, you just got to play it safe. Like, Kristen pretty much plays it pretty safe. Mm-hmm. Like, she's never in anything bad.
And she's also tall and thin, so you can really just wear whatever when you have that body type.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's still, I guess, it shocks me that they still pay for their outfits. But I guess, like, they're not really at, like, a reality star level where you get stuff donated. Or maybe the Kardashians are the only ones who get free clothes in the reality game.
Yeah.
What shocks me is that they don't pay for their outfits, like, on the reunion. Like, someone looked up Britney's dress and was $70. I'm mm-hmm. like, wouldn't you kind of go all out when you have the shot to, oh, I can wear anything on the reunion?
Yeah.
Like the housewives do. Yeah. They're like, you know, Miss America.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
I would wear it and return it.
Yeah.
I would just get something expensive.
I mean,
and nice.
Even $300 would go a long way, but $300
$70
off.
Way,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like her reunion outfit looked like it cost $70. Yeah. So
most of them did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah.
It's fashion bug ish. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's so funny that you know that.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't picture you being a fashion bug person.
I wasn't. That's why I'm making fun of it.
Oh.
I was a Contemple Casuals outlet kind of girl.
Oh, okay, okay. Because Sandy
Before
shops at Fashion Bug. That's why I'm like mortified
well, yeah,
when
see,
you
that
say
makes
it.
Perfect
yeah,
sense to
yeah.
me, her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
At Fashion Bug?
Yeah.
Is that like a Fashion Nova type of place? Or
It's like 10 steps below like Forever 21.
Mm. It'd be like Jaclyn Smith's collection at
It's like Dress
Kmart
Barn
or something.
Yeah.
Dress Barn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that... I don't know. Just something horrible.
You know, they probably could have found cuter clothes at Target than the ones they found in
Actually,
Warren
yeah.
Union.
Yeah. My favorite place to shop. So, all right. Well, we have some questions for you.
Yeah, shoot.
And they're going to be totally random.
I hope it's okay. I'm trying not to chew into the...
Oh, no. There's so much... No one's going to hear a thing. Yeah. This is like...
And actually, it's a little payback for...
Did you tell
some fun
all
reviews
the...
we got.
Okay.
Which they stop eating.
Like, we have never eaten on our podcast. A couple times I put in a cough drop because I'm coughing too mm-hmm. much. I'm like, I want to eat, but I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so like 2 hours of not eating.
This
like,
one's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just like slurp up into the microphone. Did you tell everyone that we're at Mixology?
Yes.
So we're going to do 9 shots later. Mm-hmm. A piece.
Yeah,
off
yeah
the
we
bar.
Are trying. We were trying to, like, what other iconic moments happened here? So it was like
well, Sheena, like, get up here.
Yes, Stassi, come up. Isn't that what
no,
happened?
No, I think that was at, that was the Melrose. That was a. I don't think that was here. But what was here? When didn't James tell Tom Sandoval to take a Honda Civic
oh,
selfie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then a fight ensued.
Yes.
A brawl.
Yes.
A blood brawl.
Yes.
Where Sheena cut her foot and then
yeah.
was like
oh,
wailing, crying on
my
her birthday.
God.
She
yes.
never has a good birthday.
FYI. Never. It's always something.
Do you follow Honda Civic selfie?
I think I do.
On Instagram?
I think I do.
It's like funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
Even James follows them.
That was an iconic line.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't put two and two together at first when I thought Honda. I'm like, why would I? I thought it was one of those Honda commercial type, you know, like where they surprise people.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait a minute, Honda Civic selfie.
The helpful Honda helpers. Yeah.
White Kanye.
Yes.
Okay. Question number one. Do you think Brittany really hooked up with a guy at In-N-Out Burger? And if so, do you think Hooters is pissed about it?
I do think Brittany hooked up with a guy at In-N-Out. maybe not at In-N-Out, but like met at In-N-Out after a night
right.
on the town.
After the bar's closed.
Yeah. And like I feel like she was so mad that like I could see her just being like, well, that's it, and going out and
yeah.
just like getting laid as much as possible in the like 48 hours that she and Jax were separated. Yeah. I would love to think that she took an Uber X from his apartment to In-N-Out and then like sucked a guy's dick in the bathroom for revenge.
But, yes.
Like a worker.
Yeah, like a worker.
Who's probably like a high school boy.
And then she went in and got like animal style fries or yeah. something. Like after. She's like, oh, right.
Yeah, like made a joke about like, give it to me animal style. Yeah. And then like, and then afterwards he gave her free fries
yes.
and like a milkshake.
Yes. And like a souvenir hat, you know, like they give the kids like yeah. a little...
I think Hooters is chill with her because she brings so much like Hooters has got a really like Hooters and Toca Madera need to like send a thank you basket to
yes.
yeah
and Taco Bell.
She was judging. They flew her out to Charlotte to judge the international Hooters pageant.
I did not see that.
Yeah, her and Jax went. What was it, like Memorial Weekend somewhere wow. around there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she went and oh yeah, it was like when Kristen and all them rented a house here. Staycation.
Wow.
And then Brittany and Jax went to Charlotte, North Carolina to be a judge at the International Hooters pageant, and I looked up tickets. She's because she said something about if you want to go.
Yeah.
Well, the tickets are free. So anybody can go.
She's like, if you want to go, buy a ticket, y'all.
She's all sold
that.
Out.
Almost sold
She's
out.
Almost sold out. Hurry, hurry.
There was a VIP package, and it came with two free tickets to Jake Owen and like a meet and greet with Jake Owen. And a meet and greet with a bunch of like NASCAR people.
How much was
people?
The VIP package?
$100. That includes a concert.
Free to $100 is like not, that's like a big price hike.
But you get a free concert, a meet and greet with Jake Owen, and then a meet and greet with a bunch of NASCAR people. And
wait,
then,
who's
like,
Jake Owen?
Oh,
I don't know who that is.
You get to meet every Hooters contestant.
Gross.
But that's $100. But then if you don't want the VIP package, then it's just free.
Who is so desperate to meet all the Hooters contestants that they're like, I need to spend $100. Yeah.
No, actually,
Paul.
I don't even think Paul. I think
no,
it would
I
be more like
interested in
James'
Hooters
dad,
contestants.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Jax.
Oh, my God.
Jaxy boy. Okay. Well, along those lines, then, do you think, I know you don't. So how did you feel, because this happened twice. It happened on Watch What Happens Live, and it uh-huh. happened on the reunion. When both Stassi and Brittany went in on Kelsey and her googly eyes for Jax.
I think it's fucked up. I think that's just like another classic example of their internalized misogyny. Because Kelsey she's a professional who came to yeah. do a job. And that job was to heal Jax's broken, sad soul. And she did everything she could.
I
and
agree.
Like, she's a woman who operates from a place of love and light, and that's what she was trying to provide. And I'm sorry if they yeah. misinterpreted her, like her love and her life.
Yeah,
for, like,
yeah.
wanting to fuck
and
Jax.
She never once said anything. He's the one saying, "Oh, my day is that's the best day of the week," and then he's like, "I love you," and she's just always like, "I mean, she just posted her kids' graduation pictures there and." Orange
She's
County.
Married. She doesn't uh-huh. need Jack. Like that's like the last person that she would ever want to fuck.
Yeah, it
I
was just
believe
it was strange.
Chimed in on that though. It yeah. was just like,
well, I can't. I mean, like Jax literally sexualizes every situation he goes into. Like he gets that like hungry look on yeah. his face, and then he's like, ugh, like, and he does like gross shit, like the croissants and like lighting candles.
That's true.
And whatever.
That's true.
And it's yeah. like he immediately goes on the sexual offensive, and. Honestly, he just gets a pass all the time. Like, I'm yeah. really, I'm irritated that we're back in this, like, infinite wormhole loop of Jax just, like, saying,
oh, that's just Jax.
Honey, like, I just finished watching season one, and he literally says word for word the same thing that he said this season.
He
where he's
does.
Like, at the end, he's like,
yes.
I'm going to Florida. Like, this is it for me. And it's like, he's like,
each
I'm going to change my
it
life.
Repeats. It's yeah. crazy.
And it's like, this is like VR at this point. It like, is. We're literally oh stuck God. In the Matrix, it the Jaxix. No, that didn't work.
Because I thought when they were promoing season six that they kind of, like, the women on the show were kind of saying, like, this is it. Like, we're putting an end to, like, you know, Jax and the guys always getting their free passes. But they never came full circle with that to finish it
no.
out. And when Lisa, during the reunion, oh, yeah, even Lisa. Was, like, backing up Jax, it was like, dude, come
like,
on.
Lisa was, like, you know what? Faith blaming.
Yeah. I think that midway through the season or, like, I think they hadn't finished filming when they probably cut the first trailer.
Yeah.
And so what we saw, I'm like, I think Jax and Brittany's relationship was so on off and so volatile that it was like, that was where everyone was going to go.
Yes.
It was like, fuck these dudes. Like, they're so out of line. Like, girl power. Power yes. to the pussy.
Yeah.
And then
how it ended, they had to fall in line
ended.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all had to fall in line. And now it's like, I think we're getting to the part where... Or, like, the part of their fame and the success of the show where they all just kind of support each other's bullshit. Like, no one's going to really take a stand, and it's them versus the world.
Yeah. Yes.
And you see that in their friend group because they're so insular.
Or them versus Sheena.
Yeah, or them versus Sheena.
Right.
I'm still waiting for them to sacrifice Sheena. It's going to happen eventually.
It is. Yeah, something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It has to. It's like it's too... There's too much pressure right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they all had that ladies' night out, like glam night out, except for Sheena.
Oh, yeah. Well, she lives in Marina Del Rey now. It's hard.
She was going to a concert or something, right?
Was she?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, speaking of Jax, do you think Jax has either fucked a squirrel's pussy or a hole in the wall?
I think definitely a hole in the wall.
Yeah. It would be hard to see a squirrel take that. And
yeah,
I'd kind of like to see it.
I think that where there's a will, there's a way. And I think that he could if he wanted to. But
Rufio.
Has he yet? No. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
His words. He's like, I got to fuck a squirrel's pussy. Okay. Well, since we're talking about sex, do you think Jeremy and Billy Lee had sex?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that was like they were honestly dating, or do you think it was like a master strategy to like get some airtime
on the show
and give her a little bit of storyline?
I think it's giving her a little bit of storyline, which she really milked, because it's like, why are you like her being then mad about trying to be warned about a guy's potential creepiness? Like, that didn't really read as organic to me.
Yeah.
They could have hooked up a little bit. I feel like he was into her. Like, I got the sense that he wasn't coming from like a
creepy place
necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. I don't know if I think that they hooked up or not. Originally, I would say I don't think they did. I don't know why. It just felt like such a storyline. But I don't know. I totally got the vibe he was into her also.
Yeah.
They always just say they're like great stoner buddies. So
right.
Basically... Yeah. That says no, we're not. But
I feel like everyone on this show, it's like if you have a question, if they hooked up, the answer is yes.
Yes,
they hooked
right.
up. Like, there's so much booze circulating and just like so many bad decisions that it's like eventually you're gonna hook up with whoever it is
yes.
you're hanging out
yes.
with.
Oh, speaking of hooking up, tell us about your date with Peter.
Peter, right. We like to call, you know,
Peter Madrigal, aka Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. Yes.
So I was on Tinder way back, like when I think around the time before I even started the Pumped podcast.
Yeah.
So this was a while back.
Okay.
And Peter popped up on my Tinder, and obviously I'm a huge Pump head, and I was like, this is lol. Like, I'm going to engage with him and
oh
like,
my God.
See where it goes. And so we were messaging back and forth and talking about wine, and I found out that he's a real wino.
Okay.
And like his favorite wine is Malbec.
Remember that with
Vail. Yeah. Which,
Malbec?
I mean, I think if your favorite wine is Malbec, you're not really a wino. I'm just going out on a limb there, like, but I don't think so.
Well, in his group of friends, it's a word they haven't heard before. Did
mm-hmm.
you listen to Stassi for about a year when she discovered this new wine called Sancerre, and so she liked to
oh, yeah.
use it on every single pond. It's like, yeah, we get it, Stassi, and guess what? It's been a wine for like a lot longer.
It's been around. Yeah, I'm like, Malbec might be his favorite wine on the Sir Wine list.
Yeah.
Like the least offensive one on that list. But like, so we were chatting and then he asked me out and I was like, duh, I'm like for sure going to go out with him. But he asked me to go to lunch. So I suggested this like place called Sycamore Kitchen that I like. It's like a pretty, it's like, I guess fast casual, but you like go, you order at the counter and then sit and they'll bring you your thing. But it's not like a chain. It's like really yummy sandwiches and
like
salads.
Like tender greens or something?
Yeah. Like it's just like sandwiches, salads, like a bakery with lots of like yummy baked goods. Like, but then a big patio that you can sit
nice.
On.
Nice.
And it was close to my house. So I was like.
Can you, and wine?
Huh? No wine. Oh. Which later he got, he was irritated by.
Oh boy.
He was not happy that there was no booze on the menu at lunch.
That's
on like,
brave of you.
Yeah. Huh. So we met up. He was wearing, if you watch season one, he wears this shirt that's like a polo shirt with like a blue like around the sleeves and collar. He was wearing that shirt. And he and I, like, we sat and chatted for a little bit. And then he was telling me about a script that he had written. And then he said, oh, he took a business call in front of me for 20 minutes.
What?
Yeah, he said we sat down. He took a business call. Then he talked about a script.
Wanted to make sure
written.
You knew how important he
then
was.
Then he, I think he asked me if I would want to write, like, do a draft or revise his script for him. And I was just like, sure, because I just wanted to read the script.
Right, right.
And so I said yes. And then he sent it to me, and it was like, I think a courtroom buddy comedy or something. I just read like the first two pages and there were like 14 spelling and grammar errors. And I was just like, I can't with this fool. And I think
it wasn't sci-fi.
No, it was not sci-fi. And I think I came away from that date being like, I don't think this was a date. I think this was like a business meeting.
Like a free editing session.
Yeah. Like I think he was approaching me to be like, help him with writing or
did he already pay you?
Oh my gosh.
No.
So it's kind of like the holiday, like with the Kate Winslet character, and the guy keeps wanting her to like edit his shit, won't get out of Bridget Jones or something.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
So it was not a date. And then I was offended because I was like, why don't you want to fucking go on a date with me? You just view me as like a business person.
Yeah.
I'm more than just a writer. I'm woman.
A hot ass.
I am needed.
Yeah, I'm a catch. Oh my goodness. That's crazy.
I'm a really fun girl.
I'm really fun. And then he was mad and I was like, what do you think of this place? It's good, right? And he was like, I don't like it. And I was like, why? And he's
like,
because there's no, they don't have wine. And I was like,
I don't
like,
have any
well,
Malbec.
Yeah, there's no booze. So oh. I should have thought about that, but.
Wow.
Oh, you know, I'm not as much of a booze hound as they are anymore, at least. So,
yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So he just like you like gave him your feedback and then it just kind of fizzled.
Yeah, it just fizzled. It was a one and done. You know, from the second I always know when someone walks in the room that I'm going to go on a date. Like when I see them, there's either I have like a tingle or like a nothing. So
yeah.
And that was like a nothing.
Yeah. And then as it goes on and he takes a business call, it's like going down, down. Sometimes you can like someone can walk in and there's no spark, but you can get to know them and something will happen. Yeah. But
I get that from Peter because like everybody tries to talk themselves into liking Peter because he hasn't done anything offensive. He's nice. He's polite. He works.
He seems like a hard worker.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just no.
There's no there there. Yeah.
Anybody, like anyone that's met him, they're like,
he's kind of a dum-dum. Like, he just is like, he's good at his job. He can do, like, go down the line and do the manager stuff and, like, run the place and, like, get the work done.
I've seen him, like, busting dishes recently, and then someone said on Sunday he was, like, their actual waiter. I'm like, so I respect him for doing whatever needs to be done.
Yeah. He's a born manager.
Have you seen his cameos?
Yeah. They're sexual.
Bro.
I like it. I respect that he'll go there on a cameo. And like he'll give it. He does good cameo.
Yeah.
Because I asked Billy Lee to do a cameo for my best friend, our 10-year friendiversary, and Billy Lee didn't impress me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It was very phoned in. It was like she was at Pump and then went to the corner and then recorded her cameo. It was like loud. It just was like,
yeah,
you're doing this for the $20.
We've gotten a lot of feedback.
I need you to put your heart into it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We've gotten a lot of feedback from people that she seems annoyed when they like approach her, like are a fan or want a picture, like kind of aloof. So I don't know if she's shy or feels uncomfortable. But like I've yet to have someone say, "Oh my gosh, she was so nice. You sat and talked for hours," like, or you know, minutes. Like people have about every, you know, other like other cast members or side.
The vibe I've got from her is she's nervous. But that's what she throws out.
So Holly had Sheena do one as a surprise to me. It's a good thing it was a surprise because I probably would have been like, you can't have her say that. She had her say this when we were going to Big Bear. So she had Sheena say, like, plug our podcast and then be like, and I hope you have a really good time. Or some, what'd she say? Like,
I mean, yeah, I wrote the script for her, and you know, because you can. And I, yeah.
She made her make fun of herself, basically.
I made her say, like, have a good time at Rob's happy place, and I hope that you finish the chore list in under 7 minutes.
Yeah. That's really good.
And she said it exactly how I just said it, with, like, the snarkiest, like.
She didn't seem happy about
it. She was, like, she like, rolled her eyes, yeah.
How much does Sheena cost?
$50.
Well, for $50, I'd literally say, I would say anything for $50.
Yeah.
Just right FYI there. To your listeners, if they ever want to Venmo me $50, I will say literally any goddamn thing you want me to say.
I just thought that, like, especially because, like, you know, we've met her multiple times, like, she knows who we are. I thought she'd, like, be a little more funny with it, but it came off like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, I didn't even want to show Sarah. I was just like, oh, shit.
Everyone, we all thought she was mad. But then I thought...
She was trolled, but says, she wanted that 50.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it, though, is that she would do it anyway.
I mean,
like,
yes. It says right there that you can decline anybody. Yeah. So
well, and there's
that's
nothing...
You don't have to do it.
They weren't even jokes about her. Like, it was about... Like, it was...
Yeah.
I didn't think any... I said anything that was too bad.
No. I think she did it to sound like that on purpose, maybe.
Yeah, that's how I'm pretending that she did it.
And she gives... I don't know if she gives the whole amount, but she gives it to ASPCA, which I love.
That's chill.
And I love that it's not Vanderpump Dogs, because I have a problem with them.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Well.
You don't have to get into it. I always get nervous. I get nervous talking shit about Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like she'll get a hit out on me.
Yeah.
So that's why everything I've come for her sometimes, but, like, mostly it's in
them.
The spirit of LOL, and I need her to know that.
We never troll her.
Yeah, we're good. No.
We never troll her, but I did tag her and Ken in a couple because of
Well, just say. Look, we were for Vanderpump Dog Day or whatever the heck it's called. We had the idea of we wanted to have a booth. And so Sarah emailed, and no one ever got, like, it was, like, really hard to get in contact
with them.
We both
did. Like, we both tried. Yeah, I emailed first. No one ever got back to us.
Classic.
And then guess who got the intel for us? Heather. Of course.
Yeah.
No, so when she was here, she went there, and so she asked, and they got the event coordinator's card. So she gave it to us, so we contacted him. And he did. He got back all excited. Absolutely. We'd love to have you. I'm like, okay, send me the contract and payment link. Wonderful. Blah, blah, blah. By the way, what does your company do? And I said, oh, well, we have a podcast, you know, everything like Vanderpump. We support Vanderpump. And we'd love to, like, maybe get some things from Vanderpump Dogs and raffle them off or whatever. And, oh, well, is this a Bravo-sanctioned podcast? What does Bravo have to do with Vanderpump Dogs? Does Bravo own Vanderpump Dogs? I don't know. I thought it was a charity.
Yeah. I think they're, like, they're salty about podcasts.
Yeah. So yeah, anyways, I went from there.
I learned the hard way. And so you guys got a little...
Yeah.
I got a little salty with you.
So yeah. Next year we're going to go as Doggy Daycare Podcast. No, I'm not going. But the guy got super snow. First of all, he just dropped off the face of the planet. I followed up several times.
It was just annoying because I wish they would have just said no. Or you know what? Like, sorry. Like, it has to all be related to dogs. I went to the event this year, and it was all dog stuff. There was a couple of random, like, bikini booths and, like, a candy booth or something. But we would have definitely been very out of place. But if he would have just said that rather than... Yeah. Being rude and whatever, like, it.
Yeah, some listeners got his name, and, like, so then he got really mad. he dropped off the face of the planet, even though he told me several times he'd get back to me. And I was fine with no.
Yeah.
Just tell me.
Yeah.
And then when he got other people's messages, he gives me a call. He's like, I don't know who this person is and how they're related to you, but... Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I don't know who this person is either, but mm-hmm. thank you, but I don't know. Bad taste, and who cares, and
yeah,
whatever. But I'm like, if you really cared about dogs and charity, you would take our money.
Yeah. Or offer us, like, just to be, like, not be there, but, like, put our name on the flyer or something. It was just strange they didn't even give us an option, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Do you want to help the dogs or not?
You know what? I'm going to help cats right now. I'm going to open up Pump Cats.
Pump Cats.
Yeah, there can't be, like, a trademark on Pump, right? Oh, anyways. So... How about, okay, I have questions, but let's just, like, switch it up a little bit with a little would you rather.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
My favorite game.
And this is going to be, like, a little series here. So, would you rather Rob's or Patrick?
Rob.
Okay.
100%.
I agree.
I'd rather throw myself off a building than anything to do with Patrick. Me. Yeah.
Okay, Shay or Rob's?
Rob.
Really?
Yeah. Rob's is hot. I'm like, if you keep your mouth shut, say nothing, let's fuck. The end.
Okay. Patrick or Frank?
That's rude to ask. That's actually, I'm calling the police. Frank, I guess.
I'm going with Frank.
I was
going
to say Frank, too.
He'll just, like, interesting.
Yeah, he'll, like, just angrily, like, ram.
Yeah,
really
I was going to say, like,
yeah.
Anger fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Jax or Patrick?
Jax.
Current Jax. Current Jax?
Current Jax, yeah. Any okay. iteration of Jax over Patrick.
All right.
Even with the possibility of, like, catching something, I would still mm-hmm. do Jax.
100%.
James or Schwartz?
James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guillermo or Sandoval?
Guillermo.
Yeah.
Guillermo is zaddy. Like, he is, he's really hot. I've been looking at him on social media a lot lately and just finding myself
he's really stepping his social media game up.
Yeah. Like, came to play.
He loves posting his smoking.
He schedules photo shoots for it, I think. Like, I mean, what yeah. else are those photos for?
I know. And, like, some, I'm like, is that Guillermo? Like, I don't recognize him almost, but I think it is. I'm really, whatever he's doing is really working.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He must give himself, like, a little pep talk before, like, he, like, the photo snaps, you know, he's like, okay, ready. And, I mean, he gets into it. Like,
he's
it's smoldering. Smoky.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And, like, flexing his abs and, like, in a swimsuit.
He's feeling like, it. Yeah, yeah, he's feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to stay together? Because he's really, like, putting himself out there.
Guillermo and his.
Natalie.
They're European. They're probably, like, open and free.
Yeah, yeah, I mean? Yes. I feel yeah. like that, too.
Yeah. They have a different view of monogamy than us Americans.
All right. This is an adjacent one.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, Shay, Kill, Jeremy, Jesse, Max.
Jeremy, Jesse, Max. Okay. I guess Mary, Max, because he's in You Get the Money. Fuck Jeremy, I guess. Kill Jesse.
Yeah.
And Jesse's not bringing much to the table. Really, he's like a busser.
You can't really shag him anyway. You're not really
No, yeah.
Type,
he's not interested. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. He works at Sir now.
Did you see that video? Some people were filming. They were there last week.
And he was performing.
I'm sure they posted in Europe. He was part of a fight. So they were filming, so it was Logan and Jesse really getting into it.
Mm.
Sheena stepping in, telling Logan to, like, back off and calm down. And
oh, my God.
James getting into it. I think they're coming at Raquel.
Drama.
Then all of a sudden, the video shows Raquel, like, alive and animated and, like, irritated and hands are flying and she storms off.
Wow.
So I think Logan, and then some of the people that took the video transcribed it for the best they could because mm-hmm. they said it's hard to hear, but they're also drunk. But what they heard was Logan telling Raquel how stupid she was, that he could go around the bar right now and point out every girl James has fucked behind her back.
Well,
Yikes.
So I think we might, they might be stepping up the, I'm wondering if this like second crew is going to kind of take over the Sir drama, and then while the older cast members go over to Tom Tom.
It's a good question.
Got split filming.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Towards the end of the season? I don't know.
I was really, when people posted that footage, I was shocked to see that the B squad was getting back into it. I don't know. I thought we'd seen the last of them, but I guess not.
The randos got to fight for their camera time.
Yeah.
So whatever
certainly
it
has been fighting.
Yeah, they're stepping it up. I'm in. As long as you're bringing like some sort of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like the season one randos that literally just sat there and were like wanting to be there in the background. Like, yeah. I'm going to need you to bring your A game.
Yes.
Earn it.
Yeah, he always irritated me because he just seemed so thirsty and tried so hard. But everyone now that like Heather met him, and then this other girl, they went to his event, and then they said he was super nice, and then they saw him again, and he's like, oh, hey, like, followed up with his niceness at a different date. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
It's still hard for me, but.
I mean, you better be nice if you're on
right.
this show. You're lucky to have anyone coming up to you and saying anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's there every time almost when we go there. He's working. What would you order if you had to, if you had a gun to your head and had to eat there?
At Sir? Well, I would have a goat cheese ball. And what did I have the last time? I would have some of their pasta. They have some sort of like pasta with...
Was it steaming hot, like a cauldron?
It was steaming hot. So they had a pasta that was like...
Like tomatoes and
olives and like artichokes or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, but what I really wanted, and I thought that they had had it before, was like a penne a la vodka. And I knew that they had like a penne with like a lobster vodka sauce. And so I asked the waitress, I was like, can you make this, like, is the lobster in the sauce already or is that added? And if it's not in the sauce, can I just get like penne pasta and the vodka sauce? And she was really confused and then went back to the
Wait,
kitchen.
Was her name Katie O'Malley?
No. And came back and then she was like, yeah, the vodka sauce doesn't have lobster in it. And I was like, perfect. So I'll just take some penne pasta with the sauce. And then what she did is the sauce did have lobster in it.
Oh.
I got the penne pasta with the artichokes, like tomatoes. There were olives in it and like random things. And then they just put the lobster vodka sauce over all of that.
Oh.
So it was like a really wild conglomeration of like taste. It wasn't bad, but it was not
sink.
Like, it was not delicious.
Yeah.
It was like, it was very strange,
oh
but I
gosh.
Ate a lot of it, and I kind of liked it. I don't know. It was like, it's one of those things, though, that's like classic Sir, you know?
Yeah. We had Katie O'Malley, and I don't think she works there anymore, but I asked a couple things and just threw her game off. Like, I wanted a chocolate martini. She's like, we can't do that. I'm like, well, I can tell you how to make it. She's like, no, we can't do it. I'm like, all right, I'll take the espresso one. I just didn't want all the caffeine, but... And then I asked about a different drink, and I'm like, well, is it, like, I don't know, margarita? I'm like, is it sweet and sour, or is it, like, fresh lime juice? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It gets hard sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, something.
I thought a prerequisite for working at a restaurant is, like, knowing the menu, but not at Sir.
Yeah.
Things are different there. Different
Lisa
rules.
Tries to make that the priority, but sometimes they fall through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always order the skirt steak. I get the same thing every time, like the skirt steak and the fries and the
so
salad.
Every time I try something, I try to give it a chance, and every time I end up eating her fries off her skirt steak plate, and
Classic.
Then you leave hungry.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I found was decent was the avocado toast. It's Katie's favorite.
Oh, wow. Well, it's kind of hard to fuck up avocado
exactly.
toast.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
So I've gotten that twice now, but they don't have that on the dinner menu, so...
Do you go there for brunch? Have you been to brunch with Billy Lee?
We, not with her. I've been there twice.
The times we went, she wasn't featured.
Mm. Right. And I thought about the last time, but then I decided it wasn't that important. So.
Yeah.
The brunch was okay. I mean,
I would say for any like fan that's trying to go there to like see people, I would recommend see you next Tuesday or Thursday or something.
Yeah.
That's the when the most action happens. Yeah, brunch was kind of boring.
It's like Jesse's there, Peter's there.
Yeah.
Unless it's the feature with James and Billy. Or the 1 week it was Tom and Ariana and Billy.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good one to go to.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, go to See You Next Tuesday. That's always a good time. Or at least, like, interesting things will happen.
Yeah. Well, that's why we get... I don't like to eat there, but we get a table because of, like... You know how crowded that is.
It's too crowded.
And it's like, I'm either just on the balcony the whole time. I like to have a little station to go back and forth with, like, quick in and out. But
it's a fire hazard, the way they have that all set up.
They have it behind the hostess stand.
Yeah.
You can put it in the garden, or it makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
Well, what do you think? How do you think that Taco Bell tasted at Katie's bridal shower after it had been sitting out for like... Because you know how they brought it over and then they decorated?
Yeah. Cold and clammy.
Soggy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you but like it that way?
No.
Because they said they do.
I think they love it that way. Like room temp to like actually kind of
chilled.
Where the chilled.
Tortilla is now like wet and like pissing apart.
Yeah. Like it's kind of... there's like condensation is gathered because it was like steamy and hot. Yeah, and then exactly. Yeah. And then... I mean, their love for Taco Bell, I mean, if I was hungover and someone brought me Taco Bell, I would vomit. Like, I would not be able to do it.
Yeah.
That's a very specific, like, I can't think of the last time I ate Taco Bell. It's just not my go-to, fast food.
Right, right.
What is yours?
In-N-Out.
Yeah.
For the dick and the fast food.
I don't know. I kind of like a soggy taco.
I feel like you've said
a soco.
Yeah, like so. Like sometimes, like I'll get like I don't know. It's like the number six at Taco Bell or something. It's like three taco supremes and like a big Diet Coke or something. But
you do the soft taco.
No,
taco
the supremes. Crunchy one.
Oh, but crunchy. You let it sog up a little
and
bit.
And then like I'll save one and put it in the fridge and I'll eat it cold.
Ooh.
Well, that might work because that gets like then that'll get like chewy.
Yeah,
like
that's kind of how, yeah, I like that little, it's weird.
You're living on the edge.
It's gross, but I know.
Watch a crab inside a Taco Bell truck after their show in Irvine. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was cool.
All right. Well, let's just like kind of get into relationships and then we can wrap it. What do you think timeline? Do you give Tom and Katie, like 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, or
I think
infinity.
So we're like at the one, we passed the 1.5 year mark,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it'll be 2 in August.
I say 3 to 5.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we might get more glimpses into their relationship dynamic this coming season, like season 7, because they were pretty quiet season 6.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, I gotta hand it to Katie. She really kept her shit together despite having literally, like, every trigger, like, button
the
pushed.
Cheating. Yeah, sure. Whoosh.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay. I think Tom Schwartz is just, he's the worst. Like,
and wasn't he everyone's favorite? Like, the first couple seasons were like, oh, what a charming, blah,
well, yeah,
blah,
because he's, like, so, he's attractive and he seems like, he's, like, seems like a cutie. But really, he's, like, a villain.
Devious.
He's devious.
I actually think he's like on the same level as Jax.
Yeah.
And people are just
Jax
now catching
just
on.
Because he has puppy dog eyes and does like and kind of a nervous energy.
And he and says so it himself though. Did you hear like in his confession? He's like, oh, I got a little bit of charm. Oh, it's like,
yeah.
You, first of all, you can't say it. And second of all, you don't anymore.
Yeah.
You lost it.
The big learning like lesson and journey of Vanderpump Rules is that you watch it the first time and like once you're watching from like season 1 on and binging, you're like, oh my God, like I love Tom Schwartz and like Jax is hot.
Okay, you guys, we just got interrupted or tapped on by some big YouTubers. So we'll tag them in the picture and see if any of you guys know them. I didn't recognize them.
I don't know any YouTubers.
Well, yeah.
I should have told them about my YouTube channel.
Yeah, I'm into YouTube.
I should have. It's not too late.
You can
it's
go.
Not, yeah. You should collab.
I forgot that I have
you have a car too. You forgot you have one. Holly, don't you have one?
What, a card?
A YouTube channel.
Yeah,
you
well,
used to.
Yeah, I had a couple, yeah. But now my daughter does. Yeah.
Love, you passed the buck.
Yeah,
I love.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going full Kris Jenner, Abby Lee Miller mode.
Well, no, I want to start like a freaking family channel. Mm-hmm. Like, some of these people are making like so much money, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I calculated it out. One of the families that we follow makes $8,300 a day. A day.
Wow.
$3 million a year.
What do they do?
Post videos just of like going to like, we're going to a bounce house today. We're going here today. This video their life.
Why would anyone watch that?
I do. And millions of people do.
You just want to see happy families.
The kids, family friendly. Ronnie likes watching it. It's super entertaining.
I guess like, why would anyone, like people, we get that question. Why would you watch people that are waitresses or housewives or it's like, all right, fair question.
And I'm it's
like,
real. Why wouldn't you? It's super real and raw. And I mean, and then the Jake Paul and Logan stuff, like I'm sure what they do, like it's so interesting. And then they have drama and I mean, it's crazy.
They're breaking up. Don't they break up with their significant others? Like they break up and then they'll talk about it.
And then they do like they do music videos and like diss tracks. And
wow.
Yeah. It's.
How did you like the We Live in the Pen?
Yeah, that's why I threw that. I'm like,
yeah.
I used to manage 1010 Wilshire, and we had penthouses there too, so I'm very familiar with this type of.
We did a lot of character. Filming of The Bachelor down there.
I was like, so. I knew they were going to say that they lived in that building, and I was like, I hate that place. Like, that's like actually like the worst part of LA.
It's such a YouTube building.
Oh, it's a full of YouTubers. Yeah. I love, like, I just love how excited they are to get in on some action when they saw people with a microphone. It's great.
Right? And they're like, are we being filmed?
Am I on camera? I'm not on camera.
Oh, no.
I'm like, honey, no. Like, it's stopped a podcast. You go, it's audio. You were very nice.
A lot of people think that, though, with podcasting. They get really nervous thinking that it's on camera.
Wow. That was a real mixology moment.
That's
what we come to mixology for.
That was great.
Oh, man, that was funny.
But I love meeting people. I love meeting, like, people and seeing their journey, and that's why I love it here.
I love being approached.
Yes.
It's exciting.
It is.
It is.
It is.
So I'm always down for an approach. I don't like to approach, but I love an approach. Yeah. Being on the receiving end.
We've only had a couple, but yeah, that was fun.
That was fun for the books.
Yes. Yeah,
for sure.
So are you going to do a live show? Did I see that you're going to do a...
I'm going to do a live show on July 15th at Resident in downtown LA.
The site of
Tom Schwartz's crying on the phone with Jax in the alley.
Oh, at Jeremy's birthday party.
At Jeremy's birthday party. So they have a performance venue attached. So I'm going to do a live show called Vanderpump Rules Save My Life.
Cool. Oh, my gosh. We have to go to that.
Yeah. So mark your calendars for July 15th. Okay. That's a Sunday night.
Oh, awesome.
Get rid of the Sunday scaries and come lol with me.
Oh, my gosh.
And there will be some special guests. And I'm programming the show now, like figuring out what it is. But it will be good. Just trust it.
Awesome.
So you're going to put it on your YouTube channel then?
I'll probably, I don't know. I have
It'll
to figure out.
And
it will probably be.
Or just a live.
Storytelling, live. I don't know. It might go on, it might become a podcast episode and like a live recording. I have to figure it out. Like, but.
It's fun.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
But it's happening. It's all happening. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. I like that.
And so it. So we can all, it'll be a show and then afterwards there'll be like a DJ and we can all hang out and get drinks and stuff. So it's like a whole night.
Let's
it's not just a show. It's like a whole
a fan
thing.
Fundraiser and hire James.
Yeah, we should.
Yes.
If people wanted
Seriously.
To. Yeah. If that's something I thought of, but I didn't want to, like, I don't know. I get nervous about, like, hawking, like, trying to get people's money.
Yeah. Rally
people
up. Even
though that's,
like,
what I do. But, like, yeah, if we could crowdfund a James DJing moment, that would be iconic.
You could reach out. And
maybe we should help spearhead that.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, his fee was, like, $500.
Now I feel like it's, like, a few thousand dollars.
Okay.
But, like... That's, like, doable if everyone just pitches in $1 that, like, listens to all of our podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to just start a GoFundMe.
Okay. I think, yes.
And then we'll get
Count
James
us in
DJ.
For contributing. Okay, yes.
Cool. Okay.
I'll throw down $5.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Who wants to contact him about availability?
Yeah, we need to figure out his rate.
Well Sunday's it good. It's not Tuesday or Thursday. Yeah, maybe he'll Sunday's be available.
Good.
Let's arrive in like a limo. Let's plan like a whole night. Yes, a limo.
I hate limos.
That's a Real Housewives of you guys. I like it.
Come on, a Hummer limo.
Arrive in style. Get a limo at least with like a hot tub on it.
Yes. Yeah.
Super Bowl. How about a Uber share?
Ew.
All right. We have to check James's calendar.
Yes. Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, I wanted to ask you about, because I was a huge fan of, I always mess it up, so it was Pumped.
It was Pumped Podcast.
That's where
originally.
I first started listening to you.
Cool.
And because when we started this podcast, I honestly did not know there was another Vanderpump Rules podcast. Like, I just thought there was,
and
like,
I'd never listened to
I just
podcast.
Thought there was AfterBuzz.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like a popular show. Why wouldn't there be podcasts about
it?
That's
I just think I didn't even know how to search, you know, like, in podcasts. Mm-hmm. So I just, like, started one. But anyways, and then I heard, like, the awful, like, breakup episode, which was, like,
a classic.
Like, equivalent to like these YouTube breakups that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like I think I listened to the episode 3 times. I had my husband listen. I had Sarah. I'm like, you have to listen. Like the tension was like,
no,
I wanted
to find it for a long time. So I didn't get to hear it till like a year later.
Yeah.
I heard
I didn't really care because I didn't know who you were. Like literally I had not listened to another podcast. Mm-hmm. She did a mom one. So I'd listened to a couple of hers and then I think maybe a Juicy Scoop or something. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay, a breakup. And then once I, like, learned about all the different players, and I was like, where's that breakup episode? I'm dying to hear it.
But
I
my,
was talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
But my question was, like, because part of your beef was that, was, like, the getting too close to the cast or becoming friends with them was, like, kind of ruining, like, your...
The conceit of the podcast.
Right.
You can be addicted to someone if they're on your show. I
yeah,
mean, that's
and
just
it just
rude.
It muddies the waters. And, like, my goal always was, like, I want to watch the show and talk about it very candidly, like, how I talk to my friends about it. And a lot of that involves making fun of it and, like, just, like, roasting people. And that became really difficult when you have cast members on the show and then, like, I mean, with Tom and Ariana, for example, like, they're really nice. They're the first cast members that ever came on the show. And they were, like, fun and funny. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I want to hang out with them. And then I also... But it's, like, once you have some sort of connection, it becomes harder to, like...
Yes.
Yeah. And so... And then it just got... Things just got, like, the web got too convoluted. And then...
Were like, you're biased. You only, like, you know...
Yeah, like, people were calling out the fact that we didn't say stuff about Tom and Ariana as much, but also they didn't really give us a lot, like, in that season.
Especially
so it's like...
she doesn't.
I'm not... Yeah, like, I'm not gonna just come up with something out of thin air to, like, talk shit on. Like,
right.
I'm just, like, talking about what I see on the show. But it just became hard because my... Like, I like to have a little bit of distance. I like to have it as my entertainment that I discuss and like pick apart and think about like what it means culturally. Like I'm not really looking for like a personal relationship with any of the cast members of the show.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Kristen, who I still always will harbor loving feelings for. But like it was hard because I feel like my podcasting partners and I were coming from two different places where I still wanted to make fun of everyone and like roast them. And he was more interested in like having them on the show. And,
how
like,
did you guys, how did you guys meet? Like, how did you guys start the podcast?
We share a mutual friend, a really good mutual friend. And when Craig and Blythe moved to Los Angeles, we actually were at the Grove. We all went out together with our mutual friend and they saw Tom and Ariana like walking in the Grove and they were like, oh my God, we just saw like Tom and Ariana from Vanderpump Rules. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me. I'm obsessed with that show. Like I love it so much. And like, I really want to start a podcast about it. And they were like laughing at that idea. And then I'll have another one of these too. and then as we talked about it more and more, Craig had a background in sound audio engineering, and he's like very, I mean, you can hear on the podcast, like he's very talented, like at audio and like producing.
So technical, yeah.
Yeah. And so I asked him if he would want to work together on it, and they said yes. And then we started it. It was like very, it happened organically and truly out of a love for Vanderpump Rules.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's what made it so wonderful. And why it worked so well for a while, and then you know, things happened and it didn't, but they have their show now, and I have mine, and it
all
is
great.
Like,
yeah, no, it seemed like it worked out really well.
How did he get to be know all of them so well then and become their friends? Through the podcast?
Through the podcast, and I think they all live in the same building.
Yeah.
So it just was like, I think, hanging out and like spending more time socially together. And like, we were invited to a lot of the same like tapings and events and stuff, but for me, it's like, I love a good shit-talking session, but like, it makes it harder for me to do my job if there's like personal, like, it just is uncomfortable.
You have to
like,
go hang out with them.
Yeah, and, like, I'd rather do my podcast and lol and make fun of them, and that's more important to me and what I get more joy out of. And if going to the premiere party for season whatever is gonna kind of mess with that, I choose my lols over that all the time. That's lols.
Yeah. I was just wondering, like, if you felt like, especially now, since now, like, that they kind of manipulate being on that podcast to get their own storyline across, or their own, like, to get their
to like tell their side of the story.
Yes.
I've never been interested in their side of the story. So that was also kind of a big thing. Like, I always just wanted to have funny people who watch the show, who are fans of the show, to talk about it and
so
like
just
pick
two
it apart.
Different directions.
Yeah, so it was just like because
they have AfterBuzz and all that for that.
Because that's how Sarah and I kind of feel like that too. Like, that's what, because people ask us all the time, like, oh, why haven't you had the cast members on and stuff? And we feel the same way. We feel like it would just be too hard to have them on. And then,
yeah, and there were fun episodes. Like, there were some, like, when Kristen came on, it's like we just got wasted and then, like, talked shit about everyone on the show. And everyone was a lot more candid because it was still in season three. So they weren't, as popular. The show was not as popular as it is now. So those episodes, when we're talking not about, if we're talking shit on other Vanderpump Rules cast members, or if we're just talking about whatever the fuck, like, I'm down to listen to that and talk about that all day. But like, I don't care about Ariana's haters online. I don't care about like what really went down when, and like what the cameras didn't catch. Like, that's when I would just be in like a total snooze zone.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm tapped out. Like, I just want. Like, I'm not here to set the record straight. I'm here to, like,
to laugh about the show.
To laugh at the record. Yes. And, like, I don't care about the facts.
Right.
Yeah. Not like, this was taken out of context. It's really meant, and then, like, it ruins the whole
who
show.
Who gives a shit? It's a show. No one cares.
Yeah.
So, since you've been to the apartment hallway, what is it? What is the distance between Jax and Schwartz?
They're really down the hall from each other. Like, I've not been to their apartments, but, like, I know that
floor. You know, like, the row,
Yeah, and they're, like, I think they might have to go through, like, one kind of dividing door of the hallway to get to each other, but they're pretty close.
Yeah, I think that was in an episode, because it seemed like a mental institution or something.
Like a fire prison. Door or something.
Yeah, it's very, like, it's very mental institution-y door. Way hallways.
And then, like, what's the parking sitch like? Like, how did Jax's car get stolen out of there?
I don't know. That's a really good question. That strikes me as like an insurance fraud.
It's like the Lisa Fire thing.
It's like a Lisa Fire
thing. Did you hear the rumor?
What?
Kristen and who was the other person that kind of alluded to it? You know, when they were alluding to the Faith theft?
Yeah.
Stassi, wasn't it?
Stassi and Kristen said alluded that
Faith stole the car.
It was that same night, and that.
Aren't they getting sued for that now? I think Faith is suing them for defamation or something.
Libel. I think so.
Go Faith. Sue it up. Lawyer up, bitches. I love that.
I got a DM from somebody. It was clearly a new made up saying they have the recording. And I'm like,
are they going to send it to you?
Please,
what's
please,
the deal?
Please. And they're like, what's your email? And I'm like, here.
They're like, what's your social security number? You're like, 565-24-9003. Tell them your entire address.
What do I have to do? Yeah.
You're like, steal my identity. I don't give a fuck. Just give me the tape. All I want to hear is the recording.
What's your bank account in, like, Papua New Guinea? I will wire it tomorrow.
And, like, the routing number is 427-156-0009.
Like, that would deserve its own live show. Like, if we got the audio, we'd have to, like, call a live show and, like, blast
if
it.
If you get the audio, you have to share it with me, demand it.
C-dial.
And then maybe we can just play it. I mean, I don't know if it's play loud at the live show. Push
or,
play.
Or
it might be too dark.
Or it could be, like, reenacted, maybe. Yeah, yes.
Oh, that was a question.
You do
I
a
had.
Transcript of it. Yes. And then I'll act it out. With
yes.
Them. And that's
because
very,
then
that's up, less dark than
the law breaking.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, my God. You got to get the
it's
audio.
Interpreted.
Holly goes, if we get that, I will call every single person personally so that with there's no on the telephone. So that's too risky. Probably needs to be a live show. Okay, well, that actually was a question. I'm done with my questions, but I wanted to, so if what is worse for you, Jax actually
what do we think about oh yes wait
we're just talking about him.
This is good. You've met him a bunch of times.
He's an absolute doll.
You think he's a doll?
Really?
In person, he's an absolute doll.
Okay.
And I genuinely think that he loves
Brittany.
Stassi was a... Stassi's amazing, too. She's gorgeous. She's stunning. I think they came together at the right point in her life, the wrong point in his life. And
she was too young.
They learned a lot from each other. And I do think that Brittany is the one for him, and he knows it. And he's a doll. He's an absolute. He's under pressure. He's like supposed to be this and that and whatever. And he's just trying to. I think he went on the show a little when he was in a phase where he was like, I just want to be famous and rich.
Yeah.
And what happens with reality TV? It'll make you famous or infamous. And my boyfriend Daniel,
with the long hair,
he was on a reality show.
What show?
He looks so familiar.
Look familiar. What show was he on?
What?
Oh, I love that show.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I know Daisy. I mean, I don't know her. I know what she looks like.
Oh my god! Wow.
But it made him look really, really stupid.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that, guys.
We are just about to talk about Jax more, and someone came up to talk about Jax.
Yeah.
What a doll.
Many mixology moments.
What a sweetheart he is.
What a doll.
Yeah, he's a doll.
He's just misunderstood.
It either makes you famous or it makes you infamous.
I loved what she said about Stassi, and clearly she doesn't, I don't think she really watches it very much, but he said Stassi and him, they were perfect. It wasn't the right time in his life for him, but it certainly was for her. I was like, she was 22 years old. It's not the right time for her. Mm-hmm.
I loved their love.
Yeah,
I really
I
did.
In their love.
I like.
He's never acted like that with another girl.
No,
ever.
And it was just like pure. Like,
has he tattooed Brittany on him?
No,
I don't think
no.
So.
No.
Brittany.
Brittany.
Okay.
Hail.
What do you think was worse, him actually cheating on Brittany or the recording? Because we heard enough of what was said on the recording. Like, what would be harder for you to get past?
I would be mad about the whole thing. I wouldn't. It would be one on top of the other. Like, the recording would have sealed the deal on my anger, and that truly would have been like, we're done now. Like, there's no bouncing back.
Right,
now.
Right.
For me, the kind of person that I am, if I heard that, that would actually be the motivation that I needed to leave someone. Because in a breakup, all I ever want is, like, if a guy is not into me that I'm dating, I just want him to tell me to my face, and then it's done.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that would have been, like, I would have tapped out at that point. I would have tapped out after the cheating. I don't know. TBD on the cheating, but I would have definitely tapped out after a recording.
Yeah. I think that's the thing you are going to keep replaying in your head. Like, oh my God, he thinks I'm fat. Oh, my God, he thinks I'm boring.
I feel
lazier.
Like...
Whereas the cheating is like, oh, he was...
drunk or he was horny. He's a fucking guy with a dick. Yeah.
To be like the psychopath that I am, I feel like that recording would help me explain away the cheating. Like, not, I wouldn't excuse
like
it, but I'd say.
Because I'm fat?
No, I would say he was set up. This was a thirsty girl who did this, and like, why would like, I would be like, why was it recorded? Like, that's that
so
was
you
her
would
being
take
conniving.
Lisa's angle on that.
Well, yeah. I would. That's how I would explain away the hurt of him cheating on me is okay. saying that like she was
a mastermind.
Yes, and how you know? Oh, like that. Jax put himself in a bad position. Like I would somehow. As messed, I don't agree with that, but I'm just saying, like, in a messed up head, I could see
to
how
to justify you staying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like that would help me.
I understand if you're gonna stay, then
yes.
you've got to play those games.
Yes,
with
yes,
yourself.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I. That's what I would do. And I think that's why she talks bad about Faith and every other woman because she has to
justify
go
it.
There.
Well, right. yeah, you can't really be like. There's no justification.
Yeah,
truly, at the
and
end of the day.
And the part about her like hate fucking him like after you know like after like that is so dark like and also something that I could relate to too like I could see myself doing that
oh,
and
yeah.
being like
I love like a sad like
yes
I think when you get older especially like there you realize that there is some sort of aphrodisiac that happens when you're fighting with someone that you're also like,
and it's a really young thing I feel like it's like
yeah and it's just like it's an emotional like kind of revs you up especially if you're not fucking as much and then you have some fight and then it's like sadness and you're just like ugh like
yeah
it's
or,
just like
or just being like are we staying together or not you know it's yeah, like that's
our,
the biggest deal you know
friend's
yeah.
theory is she picks fights with her men because if they fight back with her, it shows that they care. Because mm-hmm. if they didn't care, they'd just leave.
Yeah. Right.
If you're fighting about something, you're both engaged and, like, in it
yes.
together.
Yes.
You know?
And
so,
we know Jax loves that. He loves a good fight, you
some
know?
Some people love a fight.
Yes.
And they need, like, it's like some people can't just have like a short conversation and solve it. They need to, like, pick and
yes.
get you and, like,
yes.
show that you care. And, I mean, their relationship obviously is like pretty volatile and like
and then it's hard being their friend, which I think it's hard for their friend group because they watch this go on and then Brittany's like, no, we're good. And then it's like the next minute it's like this wave. It's just
yeah, it so, must be exhausting. So like no wonder everyone's just like happy. They're probably everyone's celebrating their engagement because they're happy they're fucking stopped breaking up and getting back
yes,
together. So.
Yes,
like Kristen and Sandoval were like season one and two, and everyone's like, we don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, it gets old real fast.
Yes,
and so it's just better. You're better off just like fine, marry and then get fucking divorced. Like,
that's true,
right? Like, yeah, they all have to learn the hard way.
Okay, so how many years do you give them?
I don't know. I could see. I think that Jax cheated on Brittany a lot, and she knew about it because she alluded to it on the show where she's like, I've come home and girls' eyelashes have been on the counters. And I think that she turns a blind eye and is like, boys will be boys anyways. Ha-ha. And like,
my mama says to forgive.
Yeah.
Especially if she's pregnant, she's not going to be leaving anybody.
No. And
no.
I think that like...
I don't know, but Brittany has to be becoming a star, like, in her own right. Like, she has to, she can, at this point.
But I think her self-esteem's really low, and
I think
you
so
see
too.
That, too, with, like, her plastic surgery and stuff is, like.
That's true.
This was a girl that was, like.
She was perfect.
Naturally beautiful.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
just totally good. To have your boyfriend, like, pay, like, it's. They're so enmeshed in each other's lives in really uncomfortable ways, like him paying for her boobs, but then also him paying for her family's like IVF treatments for like her
control.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it's
credit.
Just like
mm-hmm.
yeah, and it's tit for tat, and it's keeping tabs on every single thing.
You're
and
right.
It's like it's gonna be fucking ugly. Like they're the kind of people that are gonna get the ugliest divorce of all time. And like, I pray that there are no kids involved because it's going to be like custody battle.
I think there will
divorce.
Be, yeah, because he won't let it go for control.
But I could also see her getting pregnant quickly after.
Me
they
too.
They don't use any birth control.
They don't use birth control, and they don't. That's all they need. Like, just like, let's do it, and then like, and that time they could be together.
I want
for
Presley
like,
to have a cousin.
Yeah, like five. I could see 5 years, but I could also see just a long like. They also know now that they make money, more money off of being together than being apart.
Yeah.
So
they'll be able to do marriage boot camp.
Brittany
and
having
couple
baby.
Therapy.
That's like a show right there.
Spinoff.
Brittany getting married, Brittany having baby, Jax and Brittany and the kids.
Yeah, so we saw her 3 days after she moved here. They were down in Huntington Beach at the Hyatt.
Mm-hmm.
They all came down there and they were filming, but we hightailed it over there because it's like 5 minutes from my house. And she just moved there. Jax was like periscoping. Remember Periscope?
Oh, God, yeah.
And so he'd be like, I'm bored. Here, Brittany, you do it. So she'd be like, hi, y'all. I just moved here. But her body was perfect. She had boobs.
She was stunning.
She had like a full B, which is totally proportionate for her body.
Yeah, she was very beautiful. And like, she, I mean, I think you have to think about what she's bringing to the table with her past, and that what would cause her to get into a relationship with Jax and then move across the country with this guy that's on some reality show that's like a known bad boy, liar, cheater. Like, you know kind of what you're getting into. In this day and age, like, you have to actively try not to know if you're fucking with a guy like that.
And if she didn't, you would and Google him ASAP.
Well, did you guys see at the MTV Music Awards, Stassi's caption was like, we all sold our soul to the devil for Vanderpump Rules, and it worked or something. And Britney's comment was like, I didn't. And then like a little heart. And someone in our group commented and was like, yeah, but you're like literally marrying the devil, like the worst person on the show. It's like the same thing. Like it's,
like, and,
but she doesn't get it. She doesn't.
Like, that's a funny caption, Stassi. I give it to
you.
Yes. Totally true. And then I didn't. It's like, you of all people did.
Yes.
It's just like, I think that, and I do feel for her in the sense that, like, when she's like, I just love him. Like, I don't know what to do. I just love him.
Yes.
Because I've been there, too.
It's very, it just, it's like, and a very true dark moment to me. Yes.
And it's complicated, but, like, just because you love someone does not mean that they're the right person for you.
She's trying really hard.
Yeah. And, like,
and I mean, I feel like she really earned this ring. Like, she has stuck with this guy. And
but I hate that trope of, like, I don't like the trope of earning the ring. Like,
I know.
I don't think that that's something that a woman should have to
it's
do.
Awful.
And I think that it's like, I like, yeah. It's
like with Jax, how he's like, look at you, you're not even married, you troll. It's like,
yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Don't weaponize marriage or engagement. Like, that's not how it's meant to be used. And also, it's like, you guys got engaged. Like, I feel like they could have been engaged before this.
Yeah, we think so too.
But like, I mean, you're filming your engagement. This is not, like, this is all just, like, Hollywood bullshit now.
Yes.
And you know Neptune's what I mean? Not,
at
like,
Neptune's net.
He doesn't
I'm
even
sorry,
ride
the
a bike.
Hills did it first, so.
And we wired, he doesn't ride a bike. It's the first time ever, she had Priv over that day doing her hair and makeup.
Yeah.
For a date night.
I mean, it's
unless
like,
she wore a white sundress.
I know. We're all, we're being played now a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're all being played, and it's getting into Hills territory, and it's, like, fine. Yeah. Whatever, but like, it's sad, and I don't like seeing her continue to alter her body because you know that it's coming from a place of like insecurity.
Yes,
and then the like blaming of women. It's just all like very problematic, and I'm like, I want the women of Vanderpump Rules to just like run off into the sunset together and start their own reality show, and then like I want a live feed of all the men on the show except for James
just
being stoned
be
to death because James is bad, but he hasn't really like. I'm not sick of him yet.
Me neither.
No. Yeah.
Did you hear this guy? He was like, oh, yeah, he opened up our salon. Or whatever. He's like, he's great. I'm like, we love James.
It's a real Vanderpump crowd at Mixology.
Yes.
Vanderpump and Jace.
I'm like, all I can think about is like July 15th and having James at your show.
You got to crowdfund it.
Yes.
I feel like all of our readers would really come together and this would be a good community moment.
Yes.
To like
and I feel like our listeners too have been really wanting to do a meetup. It'd be a great place. We'll
for
go there and
long,
everyone come together. Yes.
Celebration. And then like, let's get James.
It'll be like right before I pop this baby out. It'll be my last like shebang. I keep saying like, this is it. This is the last thing I'm doing. Like, I'm like, that's it. I'm done. You know, I'm done for a while. But that's, I can do that.
And then I want to see you post baby with it in like a little baby Bjorn or like Angelina Jolie wrap. And then like podcasting and like doing all this
stuff.
See
you next. Yeah. She's like, excuse me.
Yeah. Excuse me.
With like those headphones on her. And then she'll be
chill. Look at the Hollywood and the baby's
going to is it a, do you know the sex of it?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Okay,
it's a girl,
See, I just knew
it. I'm really feeling like James for a middle name. Like something James.
Ronnie asked her what she was gonna think if she had to pick a Vanderpump name. She's like, I think I would go with Kristen James.
Yeah,
Kristen James is actually a really good name.
Right?
Good. Yeah,
I can't think of a name, so like I'm getting really desperate. I'm getting,
you know, you owe it to the listeners.
Yeah.
Now we're talking thousands of Laura here.
Yeah. Don't let them down.
Yeah.
No, you can't name your baby Kristen James. I think we can call her that as like a fun, flirty nickname.
Yes.
Yeah. KJ.
KJ. That is cute. It's growing on me.
Yeah. There we go. KJ, also the name of an actor on Riverdale.
Okay. Okay.
So, and Kendall Jackson Winery. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we're onto something.
Yeah. Wow.
I like the name James for a girl, though.
Yeah.
I think that's really pretty.
It's cute.
Yeah. It used to be James King, but then she goes by Jamie King now, right?
Yeah. I think you should call your daughter White Kanye.
Yes.
Whitey.
Whitey.
Okay.
Whitey K.
I want you to send me like a James cameo, like when I'm in labor, like have him coach me.
Yeah. Right. So breathe in, mate. Breathe out.
He's like, take one, take two.
Take two. Take two. I don't know what you people take. What do you have? Drug? Like,
he's taking Molly, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I'm about to think, because I just took two or whatever. It's like a Molly reference.
Oh my gosh.
Back in my day, we just called it X.
Yeah.
Or I was making the reference to some, when we were trying to figure out who we were talking about, but I'm like, I know what they were on there on Special K. You know, like the horse tranquilizer, you know what that is?
Yeah, ketamine.
Who was it that we I'm were very talking familiar. About? Because they were so like, it's almost like, was it Paul we were talking about?
Paul was on something the night that we saw you.
They're all on something.
It was heavy alcohol mixed with pills for sure.
Yeah. James, I think James was pretty lucid the night I was there when we all saw each other, but I had been a week before and he was like really faded. Like some sort of drug was happening and he was like just shit talking. He like called my friend a peasant. It was a real moment. Yeah. No.
Oh,
he's
my.
He's very free with the insults like when he's in his zone.
Wow.
Yeah. It was wild.
I don't know what I would do if I got insulted by him.
It's kind of thrilling.
Yeah. I think I would love it.
My friend was like, you probably know her because we've met before. Like when James and Kristen dated, he was over at my house once.
Oh my gosh, you witnessed so many like iconic moments.
It's a lot. Like I always forget about the rich history that I have with like Vanderpump Rules. But like, and then he lived across the street from me for a while. So like, we know of each other.
I wanted to be outside in your curb chain smoking with Kristen and you.
Yeah, like it's funny because it's like I have this history with these cast members, but like, we all kind of just act like we don't know each other. I don't want to ever start shit or talk shit to them IRL. You know what I mean?
Right,
Not, yeah. But like, it's just funny because I'm like, we could say hi. Like, we can be nice.
I was living
nice
for
person.
Your Kate Watch Star. What Happens Live moment too when you ran into. Yes. Oh my gosh.
I mean, it was fun. And that's the thing is like, it's fun. Like, I don't hate anyone from the show.
Right.
I fucking love the show and I talk about it like I'm trying to be more careful of talking about it as like the show and just like think about their lives and what's going on rather than like saying anything as fact. I don't know. It's hard.
We talk about this too. Like we're in deep, you know, mm-hmm. like we know so much and it's sometimes I like there's been a couple times that we didn't record the night of the show.
Yeah.
And it's so refreshing just to sit there as like a regular viewer and just watch the show without taking notes.
It's like, oh wow, this is what it's like.
It's like entertaining. Like I see why people listen because it's like, oh, and then you want to hear someone else, but
yeah.
Sometimes it gets hard, you know, to
oh no, yeah. I mean once you like dive in, like you have to really love something to be able to devote so much of your time to talking about it. I've spent probably thousands of dollars at Pump by now, which I regret. I pretty much regret.
But I heard their
food
is better, right?
Their food's a lot better, but at the end of the day, I'm like, okay.
I had trouble getting drinks there.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the people that are having the truest last laugh is the entire cast of Vanderpump Rules and Lisa Vanderpump.
100%.
I love the show and like my love of talking about it and love for like the shenanigans on the show outweigh any sort of moment where I feel like trolled or like I just want to enjoy it. Cause it's, even going back, like I had the other night, it was like Friday night and I was staying in and I was like, well, I'll just watch like the last two episodes of season one and I'll take notes and just like get that out of the way. But then I just found myself, I was like, I'm not going to take notes. I'm going to just hit the vape pen and I'm going to like
be in the moment. Yes.
And really watch these episodes I haven't seen in so long. It was so good. And I was like, this is why I fucking love this show so much.
Yeah, that's a vacation when you can do that.
Yes. Yeah, and it's good to remind yourselves too why we do. Sometimes we feel the same way where it's like, oh, like if we get trolled or something, we're like, why are we doing this for free? Why are we using all of our time for this? But when it comes down to it, and you watch season one, season two, season three, you're like, there it is.
Yeah,
there it is.
Great.
And I'm looking forward to season seven. I think it's going to be good. And I mean, they are on an upswing right now.
Yeah, they've hit their stride, and they know how to bring the goods.
Yes.
So that's all I care about. I just want to be entertained.
Same.
Hopefully, we'll get some more. I think Kristen was a little involved in that fight too. I told you.
Good.
About. So hopefully, we'll get more of that.
I want more of Kristen.
More Kristen.
I don't know. It's like. I want to watch them for as long as they're willing to do it. And as long as they're willing to do it, I'm willing to talk about it.
Same.
And, like, I think the more people talking about the show, the better. So.
Well, we are so happy that we finally got to hook up and talk to you.
And tell everyone so where they can find you. And also, we're going to do those book giveaways. What should the password be? Like, Psychos?
Yes.
Psychos, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Psychos. So we're going to do White Girl Problems and Psychos. So DM us or email us, Vanderpump Rules Party at gmail.com and DM us the password. And we will announce next time. And
yes.
Lara, thank you for being on. But tell everyone about your podcast and where they can find you and everything.
Yes. So I'm like, buckle up because there's so much info about to come your way. So you can find me at Lars Marie on all social media. That's like my personal thing. My podcasts are Sexy Unique Podcasts, which is about Vanderpump Rules. As you very well know, I have Babe, which is my other podcast that I do with Ryan. And I have Saving Sex in the City 3, my baby, which... it's a lot to wrap your head around, but once you're in there, you're going to love it and you're going to loll. So check it out, too. If you like Sex and the City and you like to loll, it's a really good podcast for you. And, I think that's about it.
That's all your, Twitter and IG. It's either your
podcasting. And then Sexy Unique Podcast is at Sexy Unique Pod across all social media. Babe Podcast is at Babe Podcast on Instagram. So cool. If you follow me, you get the gist and I can guide you.
I saw a really funny meme that you posted. I don't know if you, I think you posted it today about the
Lala's water.
Yes. Okay. So talk about that. Like, I was so confused. Did you guys dive into that on your podcast about,
I've been really I've confused. Been, upset.
Me
confused.
Too.
I was like, is she using it as a dildo?
I can't let it.
Sense.
Yeah, like I can't let it go. Like,
I can't either. It's like really bothering me still.
Yeah, so I've asked a lot of the readers to like write in and like tell me their theories. So I'm constantly talking about theories and just trying to get.
What do you think? Like, what do you?
I think it's lube. I think
that's what
it's
I think
lube,
too.
But that's not good lube.
No, and
everyone
doesn't
at the
wet
table
the bed?
She was with was like, what?
that's very messy. It just seems like, and it doesn't add up for me with someone that's as hypersexual as Lala seems to be, that like, if Lala is who she claims to be, that bitch knows what real lube is.
Yes.
And has
so
real
it's not
lube.
Either adding up, or sometimes I think she says things for shock value, but doesn't really think them through.
Yeah, and so then she just doubles down and is like, well, it worked for me, but like she doesn't know what she's
putting men in her place or power the pussy, but then she's like, if you're hot and suck a dick, you can get a PJ. Or, it's like, wait, you were.
So I'm like, there's a lot of theories, though, and so I'm constantly discussing them. If you have a theory and you want to run it by me, just write into the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I will talk about... I'm entertaining all theories because I'm truly confused. I've never been more confused
than I'm so confused, too.
Maybe, the fire's so hot, she needs the water to put out the fire.
Yeah. Like, after she comes, it's just like, oh, my God, cool off.
I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm so curious too.
Someone was saying maybe they thought it was like douching or like for birth control, but I'm like, that wouldn't that
or like
push
to prevent
everything
a yeast
up?
Infection, like,
yeah,
I would at least go into the bathroom though. Like, I would not dirty my sheets. Or,
I would
like,
never pour a bottle of water into my bed.
No,
there's not.
That's
a fucking chance.
That's what's throwing me off. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, precious about my bed being clean. Like, I mean, but we also all know that, like, the cast of Vanderpump Rules is very willy-nilly about their bed scenario. Like, Tom
That's
and
true.
Katie eating that pizza and, like, wiping it on, that stressed me the fuck out.
And,
I was like,
was
I would...
greasy, too.
I would never. I don't even, like, put my face if I have makeup on a pillow. Like, I can't...
I've done that. I'll put a towel down if I'm that lazy. I'm like...
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm such a bed purist.
Or I would put a towel down if I was eating. Like, if I had to, if I could not leave the bed or something, I would, like, towel it.
Or, like, if you're in a hotel and there is no other table or something.
Like, I'll eat on a tray sitting over the tray, and then any crumb. Like, I would not. I would be horrified.
You would, like, pull the sheets
crumbs
up.
Crumbs in the bed are
Or I'll do it on the other bed that I'm not sleeping in.
I do it on the comforter.
On the comforter.
So you shake the comforter off.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, don't fuck with my bed.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming here and everything. This has been amazing. Yeah. And
so many mixology moments.
Yes.
Wow, some characters here.
Yeah,
they were filming. We can look for ourselves on YouTube.
I know.
They were Snapchatting a little bit. We'll have to
We're probably in the background.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.